Every time there is a shooting death in Linden, the Hilltop, and the South Side, a group of city departments gets an alert and then heads to the affected neighborhood. WOSU's Paige Flager reports their goal is to help identify and fix some of the factors that might lead to violence.
It was April 1st at exactly noon when Crystal Logan got the phone call. Her daughter Janaea and her son Donnell had been shot.
As often as we see it on the news, you really never think that it would happen to you. You know, just, I mean, literally 20 minutes. I'd only been gone 20 minutes. And in 20 minutes, my whole life changed.
The Southside neighborhood where they were shot is among the three neighborhoods identified by the city as being hit hardest by gun violence and shooting deaths.
Those neighborhoods were selected with using a lot of data, particularly looking at police data and the number of homicides that occurred in those neighborhoods, as well as looking at what city resources were available to provide support for those neighborhoods.
Dr. Myshika Roberts is the director of the Public Health Department. And she runs the Violent Crime Review Group, a collection of several city agencies that review every gun-related homicide on the South Side, the Hilltop, and in Linden. The group formed after 2017, Columbus's deadliest year on record. Its goal is to lower homicide rates by tackling the underlying factors contributing to violence.
I would liken gun violence to just like an infectious disease. We try to figure out what the culprit is, what the trend is, and where an intervention can be.
Immediately after a shooting in those neighborhoods, group members spring into action. The Department of Neighborhoods assesses if streetlights need repair. Recreation and Parks finds out if the crime was gang-related and tries to prevent retaliation.
We went all the way down and canvassed on both sides of the street.
Marianne Stuckey is a member of the CARE Coalition. After a shooting, her group knocks on doors to see if community members need to be connected to therapy or other resources. She remembers knocking on the door of a mother who said she dove on top of her children to protect them from stray bullets.
And so she was telling us that she was scared to even answer the door. So for us to come and just check on her, she felt really grateful for that. And she was ready to see what she can do to try to work through some of those trauma symptoms because she was scared of just being in her own apartment.
This year, CARE has knocked on more than 800 doors as part of the Violent Crime Review Group, and they've identified more than 40 vacant homes to be boarded up. After the deaths of her two children, Crystal Logan joined the CARE team, and now she helps with community outreach after shootings.
When everything first happened, I remember asking God, why? Why me? Why my family? And he gave me back a very quick answer and said, their deaths were necessary in order to bring about change.
Despite all the violence, she says there's still a lot of love left in these neighborhoods. Since 2017, homicides in Columbus are down 30%. Paige Flager, WOSU News.